Who's there?
Satsu.
Satsu who?
Satsuginya.
Yay. We are Megane Boo.
Magandang araw sa inyo lahat. This is the Deramoy Podcast. We are on episode number 62. We are recording from Mineski Portal in Cainta. I'm Jay. And I have with me Satsu, which is our guest. She's been through how many? A lot? A lot means two, right?
Yeah.
she's affiliated with two entities. One is the blog Sayuri, and the second one is the J-pop cover group Station Karome. So hi. Mm-hmm.
Hello. I usually go Takashi Satsuki everywhere, or Satsu, or Satsunyan.
Satsunyan.
Nyan.
Yes. Okay. So aside from being with Station Karome and Sayuri, do you have any other affiliations or anything to say about yourself for our listeners?
I think I'm only really active recently in the Seiyuu fandom, but I used to be in the 48 fandom, the Morning Musume fandom, and I also go by the same name of Satsunyan. So I don't know how many people knows me or anything. Because I just write fan fiction, such an odd way to be popular. So yeah, other than Sayuri or Seishun Kahome, there's also 48 and Morning Musume.
So far, mas focus ka na sa Seiyuu fandom right now. Pero yung pananiniwanan yung 48 fandom mo.
Parang naka-lilo lang ako. So parang I know everything and people knows me, pero parang hindi ako actively na talking about it. So parang more on CEO ako ngayon. I'm back. Kasi nung nag-start yung 48 is parang na-consume yung 48 lahat ng time ko na behind ako sa anime. And then sa CEO, and then I got tired of it. yun yung shortest way to explain it. And then I'm back. And then full-time. Full-time CEO fan.
Full-time.
Yes.
So, the contents of the podcast today, as you're hearing, are events and news from the Seiyuu fandom, perhaps. Teka, is my buddy lady? Is my buddy lady?
Our lady.
Our lady. I think my mind is not.
Our lady.
Okay, so bago muna yan, we have our events calendar here. So sa events chart, we are listing how many events? 1, 2, 3, 4. Tama, 4. Yeah, I forgot to mention that in my extra content last night. Ano. So 2 weeks of 2 weekends na puro nasa labas ako. Yan. So the first one is Animax Carnival Philippines 2015. May 30-31 SMX Manila, and the Toycon launch same weekend at Resorts World Manila naman. So, kailangan namin hatiin yung katawan namin. Hindi kami manananggal organizers. Dalawa lang kami. Ayan, dalawa lang kami ni Al. Mm-hmm. And yun nga, as far as I would like to disclose ano na I'm going to have a meeting with Animax this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
For Animax Carnival Philippines. So, good. And at the same time, hintayin ko na lang yung araw na makakapunta ako sa Toycon launch. You know, since I already have my junior VIP sa Resorts World.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Free perks. Shuttle perks.
Mm-hmm. Shuttle perks.
Shuttle perks. Ayla. Yan. Yun yung gusto ko sa Resorts World. Pwede ako mamasyal.
Mm-hmm.
To their expense.
To their expense. Abuso, thank you, Resorts World.
Ayun. And the next weekend following that, the following weekend after that, June 6 and June 7. June 6 will be Hero Face of 2015 at the Music Hall of SM Mall of Asia. The, mm-hmm. the next day after that, Star Marie Concert and the Tokyo Cosplay Battle at Movie Stars Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, that's the event so far. And ang susunod na event after those two are Lisa and Toycon.
Kailan yung Toycon?
June 16.
June 16.
Yan. So, yan. Let's start. Okay. So, we've just checked out the people who are, I guess,
Kailan, Jay, I have to correct you. It's June 19 to 21.
Thank you, Al. Ayan, si Al, nasa recording rig ako. Hindi niya ako inihayaan niya ako sa labas because he doesn't want to be bothered on a Sunday. Ayan, so, let's start with Session mm-hmm. Kakamay. And mm-hmm. What specifically is Session Kakamay?
Session Kakamay is a four-character kanji, which means youth revolution. Kahit na all of us are actually 20 and above.
Mm.
Parang minimaintain lang namin yung youthness namin and it revolves around youth. Na nag-start siya noong 2011 with their yung debut performance being yung first J-pop festival and they won champion for the contest kasi yon. Pero hindi pa ako member noon time na yon. Parang na-join lang ako around 2012 and then made their first performance ng 2014. So parang may downtime kami na almost 2 years bago kami naging active ulit, which is yung since after ng J-pop anime sing and dance contest since na nakasali kami doon, although di ako part ng nakasama kasi strictly five members lang siya.
Mm.
Tapos yun, since then we've been performing almost every month. Oddly enough, almost every month. Parang last year, nasa Kawaii, Manila din kami. Nag-perform kami doon. So parang since then, sunod-sunod na hanggang Ozin. Tapos yan, hanggang for now, pahinga muna kami.
we've seen Station Kakamay for twice. Sa Tamashii Convention and sa Ozin Fest 2015. In which we have the Delicious 720 60 frames per second videos up on YouTube.
Thank you.
Yun.
Nagulat nga kami na you had videos.
Sure, later. yun. Okay, so the next question would be, okay, let me check.
Mm-hmm.
Yun, so
mm-hmm.
what made your group decide to participate on either Tamacon or Ozin Fest after you participated in the J-pop sing and dance contest?
Particularly kasi na-invite kami to perform.
Mm.
Para do you want to perform sa event namin? So, parang, okay, sige, perform kami. Since yun, parang yung iba may mga kakilala. And yung Tamashii Con, si yung member namin, si Jessica, is host siya. So parang may kilala ka pa pwede mag-perform. So yan, na-invite kami, sama-sama. So kaya parang tapos tuloy-tuloy na, then, yun, have fun, dance with your peers, sing and dance with your peers.
Nice. So, mm-hmm. napansin ko to eh, pangalawang beses na to sa Ozin eh, napansin ko naman, mm-hmm. ang aga nyo mag-practice.
Parati kami nagre-request ng rehearsal, ng before event rehearsal, kasi meron kaming singing number. Since kakanta kami, we need to check the mic. Magkakaproblema ba kami on stage? Kailangan ba namin mag-adjust ng formation? Kasi, you know, e-girls, love life, parang kailangan ng wide spaces. So, kailangan namin rehearsal kasi usually may bands, di ba? Band performances. So, parang chichecheck namin if we could work with may band instruments on stage or kailangan ba namin sila ipababa. Kasi nga, we're gonna sing and dance. So, yun yung reason. But kami parati may early rehearsal. Nire-request namin, if they okay it, then great. So far, wala pa naman nag-refuse.
Ayan. Pero gaano kahaba yung practice ninyo, including rehearsals?
Yung, as in, yung before the event?
Before the event, prior to the performance, gaano kahaba kayo nagpa-practice?
Usually, since lahat kami working, weekends lang kami nakapag-practice, Saturdays lang. So, mga siguro 6 hours every Saturday for about 4 to 6 Saturdays. Ganun kahaba.
So, that's like 24, 28, 30 hours. 30 hours of practice
niyo. Mm-mm. Almost.
Ayan. So, aside from Love Live, aside from Love Live, kasi Love Live pa lang narinig namin sa station kakamay. Mm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other groups na gusto nyong i-cover?
Yung past namin is nakapag-cover namin ng Morning Musume na AKB48 since yun nga yung past na ano na fandoms. Recently, gusto namin mag-perform ng more e-girls at saka 9. So, para mga girl groups sila so far. And then, siguro more Love Live. Pangarap namin mag-units kasi sub-units, BB Liliwad,
Printemps.
Units o kaya yung duo units. Actually, last year, Best of Anime, sumali kami nung isang member ng station Kahomei. Nag-duo soldier game kami in front of Star Marie, being judged by Star Marie. Yes, tapos ayun, nakilala naman namin sila, kinausap nila kami, nakilala nila kami. parang yun yung highlight of our day. Kaya napadaan kami sa booth nila, parang sabi nila na, oh, you performed in stage. Parang, yes, we performed in stage. You're singing great, thank you. Yan, so parang...
2014
ata nagpunta yung Star Marie.
Last year. At that time, hindi namin kayo napapansin. For some reason. Pero how do you select your songs?
Pinipili namin siya by kung ano yung gusto ng group. So parang literally may poll.
May majority vote.
By majority vote, pero yung ano yung Sarebo Hotachi no Kiseki, yun talaga yung favorite songs naming lahat. So parang nagsama-sama talaga kami na ito na lang.
I see. Pero di ba nagpa-perform kayo? You sing and dance. Hindi ba nakakapagod yun? Di ba exhausting yun?
Exhausting siya, of course. Pero yun yung gusto namin eh. Kasi sobrang rare kasi sa Philippines nung cover groups na ganun. It's usually they just dance or they just sing. Pero never namin nag-sing and dance. So parang in a way, we love performing that way. And in another way is gusto namin ipakita na there's a group doing that very thing na other groups don't want to do or would not want to do.
Ayun. So pero ano, kumbaga in the near future, may balak ba kayo na, di ba, nagperform kayo ngayon sa mga events? And I believe you have your YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yes. May balak ba kayong gumawa ng fan-made promotional video or music video ng mga covers ninyo?
Yan yung matagal na namin pinag-uusapan. We definitely want to. Pero time constraints kasi work. As in, yun talaga yung pinaka-hadlang factor, yung work talaga. Pero yes, we do have those plans in the near future.
Come to think of it, sino ba pinaka-senpai sa station kakamay? Sa buong grupo, ikaw?
Hindi. Depende if on how you define yung senpai. Is senpai pinakamatagal na members or senpai pinakamatanda?
Both.
Both. Siguro yung pinaka yung pinakamatanda na, baka magalit siya sa akin, pero I don't really care. Si si Kang. Pero yung sa, if we go by original members, si Kat, si Sachi, si Jessica, yan, silang tatlo. Silang tatlo yung, tsaka si Shara, yan, silang apat, yung parang pinaka-core members. Then, yung mga active members right now is mga, either in-add na lang, like si Kang, sumali siya ng 2012, ako 2012, then the rest, 2013, 2014 na. So, yun, sila apat yung parang pinaka-pioneers na since from the beginning up to now, active pa rin.
I see. Yun, pero yun nga, pinaka-active naman, wait. Excuse me when I'm, ano. Pero yun nga, sino pinaka-senpai sa inyo by age?
By age? Si Kang.
Kang. Okay.
Siya yung, siya si Maki, Pile Maki namin. For kung love reference, yung Maki namin siya yung pinakamatanda.
Come to think of it, nakikita ko si, ikaw yung, ano eh, aside from that, ano, I meant to say na, kung sino pinakamatangkad sa inyo.
Pinakamatangkad? Sa current lineup ako.
Yun. There we go. Kasi ikaw nakikita ko eh. By assumption of height, I was thinking that you're the senpai. Of all the senpai.
No, I'm actually one of the younger members.
Yun. Since you're one of the younger members, na-recruit kayo ng grupo.
Mm-hmm.
Pero is the group aiming to get more members? Nag-recruit ba kayo ng mga bagong members?
Ayaw naman namin i-aim na sobrang dami na yung ibang members is hindi nakapag-perform. So right now, hindi. Pero right now, complete kami. By our next performance, 9 na kami.
9 na kayo?
9 na kami by our next performance.
Kasi, okay, let's go to the cover nga pala. No? Sa Station Kakong may Facebook page. They have this picture. Mm-hmm. They are 8. So, may isang ano missing.
Yes, parang 9 kami supposedly. Kaso yung 1 na yun is parang nagkaroon siya ng work-related activities. So, hindi siya makasali ng practices. So, naging 8 lang kami. Mm. Then yung sa actual Love Live performance is 7 lang kasi yung isa yun din may constraints din siya pero she can perform other hindi lang siya pwedeng kumanta or sumayaw. Mm. So parang yung Love Live namin 7 lang kami. Pero yung isa na yon is recently sabi niya she had things sorted out. So makakasama na siya sa next performance kung kailan man yon. We hope it's August kasi yung June July kasi is usually yung downtime talaga namin. So, August, hopefully August, tapos yan, 9 na kami, pero so far, hindi mo na kami naghahanap ng bagong members. Para mahirap yung madami kasi.
Noon ba naghahanap sila ng members? Noon naghahanap ng Station ka kami ng members, may audition process ba ito? Nahugot lang ba kayo? Or something like that?
Meron kasi, ano kasi kami, parang close circle of friends kasi kami. So yung ako tsaka si Ririn, nahatak kami. Parang isali ka dito, kailangan namin ng members. Then yung bago naming member, si Donna, yan siya nag-undergo siya ng audition process. Nag-send siya ng videos, nag-fill up siya ng form. Tapos nawa namin, tapos kinuha namin siya. Kasi noong nagbabala kami ng Love Live, nag-post kami sa group na naghahanap kami ng 2 other members talaga. So, dun nangyari yung audition process. Nakuha namin yung si Donna and then yung isang mystery member namin na yet to appear. Kaya, so kung if ever maghahanap kami ng group, ng members, is magpo-post naman kami. Then, yes, may audition process. Kausapin namin kayo, blah, blah, blah. Send kayo videos. Tapos, mabait naman kami. We don't eat people. We only eat food.
Magandang quote yun. Quotable quote 2015. Yun. So, yung first set na members, tatlo kayo. Tatlong station ka kami na simula.
Apat. Actually, apat. Yung simula is 6. 6 pa. Parang 6 to 7. Pero ngayon, apat na lang sila. So, meaning yung tatlo is inactive sila. Yan. Tapos parang nagme-maintain lang kami talaga ng lineup ng between 8 to 9. So parang kung may magpapaalam na inactive muna kami, maghanap kami ng other members to fill in yung blanks.
I see. So, kung, yun nga, since you've mentioned that, may graduation ceremony ba kayong ginagawa internally?
So far, wala pa namang gumagraduate. So, hindi namin na pag-uusapan kung may graduation ceremony ba if ever na may umalis. Since mostly yun nga, parang inactive lang instead of graduated or ex-members. Parang kung sila bumalik, sige, balik kayo, the more the merrier.
You mentioned earlier na mga 20, 21, 22-something kayong lahat. So, wala ba tong age cap?
Wala.
Okay.
Parang, wala.
Nagtatanong si Al dito if there is a hope for a male edition of the group.
Actually, may time na merong parang guest male member yung Session Kahomei. So far, wala ngayon. Pero sa tingin ko, if kailangan namin, like kunwari gusto namin perform ng AAA, kaya ng Dream 5, baka maghanap kami.
So far, for your plan on August, na kompleto kayo, are you currently working on a song selection for that?
We're definitely going for Love Live.
Love Live pa rin. And we will continue to get that on our delicious, delicious webcams.
Yes. Thank you.
Webcams talaga. Sabaw ako ngayon. If I were okay in Al's place, I'd be very wild right now. As in, as wild as rain. Rain was wild. So yan, may follow-up question dito si Al. How does the group bond with each other? Kasi napapansin na, yun nga, from this conversation alone, everyone has work and weekends kayo nagpa-practice. How do you, after that, how do you get in touch with each other?
Twitter. Facebook. Twitter. As in, parang almost everyday magkakausap kami over Twitter. Parang nag-derp all over Twitter, jokes, derp. Yes, yun yung pinakamagandang definition, nag-derp all over Twitter. Pati yung mga, minsan mga performances namin, oh, ikaw ito, gagawin mo dito, magniko-nika dyan mamaya. ganon. So parang ganon kami, nagbabond din kapag nakita kami for practices. Parang it's either habang nag-iintay ng other members dumating, hindi usap-usap, or post-practice, punta ng food court ng kung anumang mall, tapos usap-usap, ganun din. So parang pag-practice kami, dun din kami nagbabond. If walang practice, well, there's Facebook and Twitter. Parang very useful social media accounts.
So, basically, kayo ay may group outing kung walang practice. Or if not group outings, Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
This is one question that I'll drop din, ano. May mga Fujoshi ba sa group nyo?
Fujoshi?
Yes.
May isa. Very out na Fujoshi.
Very out na Fujoshi. And I thought you were another, kasi di ba, na-mention mo na you're writing fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. So, hindi ako Fujoshi. Definitely not. Pero,
yes.
Yung sa akin is Yuri. Yes. Yuri. So, meron kami Fujoshi. Siguro mga, meron isa na out. Tapos mga, may dalawa or tatlo na in the closet. Tapos ako, Yuri naman yung sa akin. The only one.
Yuri. Segway tayo dun sa ginawa mo sa Okun Fiesta. You've set up a booth sa Okun Fiesta Artist Alley. And then paano ba? Kasi, ang nangyari, listeners, ang nangyari is that I was roving around, bring Raniela Zanueta of ACGP Media with me as my videographer. And then kinukunan namin, I was like, hey, look at this picture. Mark my words, this will be sold out. And then Sasa was looking at me, smug. A question, na-sold out pa yung tinuro kong artwork?
Nahono ka?
Yep.
Alam ko, hindi. Pero isang copy na lang yung natira.
Isang copy na lang natira. At least they have taste. Yes. Kasi yes. Kung hindi na sa Dawson, magre-reklamo ako sa buong Pilipinas. All of you. Mm-hmm. All of you. All of you have
buy this. Buy this.
Sino pinaka-favorite pairing mo sa, ano, yun nga. Okay, sino pinaka-favorite pairing mo sa fanfiction?
Of course, Nozaeri. Hands down.
Nozaeri, Chulks.
Hands down.
Chulks.
Chulks.
Yan.
Yes.
Pero how did you get introduced with the Yuri pairings, with the Yuri fandom, perhaps?
Nanha. Sure ako maraming mag-agree sa akin na my first ever Yuri is Nanoha and it's Nanoha, not even oh Yuri God. At all.
Oh my yes. God. Oh, is that the series where Yukari Tamura and her waifu husband or husband ni Mara Mizuki, you know? Look
yes.
it out?
Yes? Yes. Yes. Nanoha. Ang dami kong kakilala na Yuri fans because of Nanoha.
Count me in. Count me in. Currently yes. watching Vivid, count me in. we have another Vivid. Pairing. Isa pa sa mga favorite pairings ko talaga sa Nanoha is Super and Tiana. For some reason, it just sparks me up. Especially Super Subaru. Tiana. Kasi if we associate Subaru and her fighting style, mm-hmm. or perhaps her fighting gear, with the Symphogear series, isa lang ibig sabihin yan. Kasi halos kasi para sa sila ni Tachibana Hibiki. And if we're going to port that into another series, which is Madoka Magica, Madoka mm-hmm. and Homura, boom.
Madoka and Homura.
Yep, Madoka and Homura. Same voices, same outfits, different characters. Regardless, it's Yuri. Done.
Yes.
Pero yun nga. Paano ba? Pasensya na listeners, natitigilan ako because, you know, ang daming mga content na gusto mong isigaw or ishare. And then, they like, hey guys, isa lang. And then, kitas are like, no, we want everything. We want you, we want the door, we want to get out. So, yan. And alongside with that, prior to this conversation, I've stalked you on Twitter. So,
nakita ko ngayon, babes, tweets, retweets.
I guess I'll be continuing to stalk you kasi ang ganda ng content mo eh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You mentioned last time your live journal account. So, let's talk about our pasts.
Okay, dark past.
Who are you in the past?
Hirap na na. Who am I in the past? Siguro I'll go with writer. In the past, a writer in the present. Kasi parang I've been writing everything, anything, since I was 8. Hindi ko alam how did it even start. Parang nakita ko na lang 10 years old ako, nagsusulat ako ng stories about ninjas. Yun. So parang been writing since then and there. Yung live journal ko. My God.
So, since you mentioned writer, nag-review ka ba ng anime nun? Or manga? Or fanfiction?
Definitely nagsulat ako ng fanfiction dati. I think yung first pair na pinagsulatan ko is Yo and Anna from Shaman King.
Oh my God.
Vintage couple.
Oh my God.
Vintage couple.
Oh my God. Classic. Mm-hmm. Sa akin naman kasi, mention ko lang, para at least we're on the same ground, My past is this. I'm a fan of Mayhime. Doon ako na-introduce sa Yuri fandom. And I love my Toriha. She's my wife who nobody can claim it. Mm-hmm. That was my past. And still my present. Nadagdagan lang yung present ko. Mm-hmm. And now I'm currently a chunin. Di lang halata. But I have this chunin mindset to make the CNN of anime wherein seiyus are the anchors. That
sounds fantastic.
I wonder if I can make it reality.
One day. So you're talking about past in
past
that
present, past and present na eh.
In that context, who am I in the past in that context? I'm into yeah, Shaman King, the best.
Yes. Well, have you watched My Hime?
Hmm? How long?
Have you watched My Hime?
My Hime? Siguro mga... Siguro, mga 12 episodes. Hindi ko matiis yung main guy.
Si Tate?
Oo. Ano siya? Para siyang super generic, annoying anime guy.
Or, buti hindi siya Yuji every lead.
Hindi. Para I'd stay for the net. She's net.
Yes.
I'll stay for the Shizuru Natsuki. But I can't stand Tate.
Wala akong pakialam kay Tate.
If only you could ignore him completely. My Hime would be a better anime. Parang Kanazuki no Miko lang. If you'd remove the guy, it's great.
She's not introduced me to Gaia Online before eh. Gaia Online and then I met fellow My Hime fans. Pero naglaylo ako nun sa My Hime in exchange for Ao-chan.
Ao-chan from?
Aoyuki, the Seiyu.
Ah, Aoyuki.
Yep, Aoyuki, that cute little shit.
yeah, she's so small. Mas maliit pa siya kay Nana Mizuri. Feeling ko natuwa si Nana Mizuri. Kasi there's someone smaller than me, yay!
And judging from my experience watching the Simple Gear Live 2013 concert, mm-hmm. yung talaga yung performance, I don't know if I will be happy, excited, or... Hindi ko alam eh. She's on the verge of tears.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. But si yes, Aoi. She's a cute shit.
Aoyuki.
She's cute and love it.
Yes. Tsaka best duet ng Joe Yoshi no Kayano Ai. Best duet.
Yes.
Best duet. Kayano. If only I had a friend, I'll cover that song. Yes.
Orbital Beat na unang kinanta ni Takayama sa kanilang history.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I love to hear Orbital Beat somewhere.
One day. If only.
One day. Mm-hmm. If only.
If only
we have the voice same as Kayanos. And we can do that.
Yes.
And then I hope I can be so good there. Para no game, no life.
Yes.
This is me. In
actually, yun yung iniisip ko lately. Maghahanap ako ng kaduet na girl or ng guy. Or girl. Kasi gusto ko talagang i-fire up yung stage with the Hikasa Yoko na Mizuki duet. Pero wala akong friend na may guts to sing with me.
My heart! Wala akong friend.
Wala akong friend na may guts to sing with me. Such a fairy song. Such a fairy song. One day, I hope. I hope for one day. So, one of my past is covering Mizuki Nana songs. Siya talaga yung pinaka influential singer ko. Yung pinaka nag-influence sa singing ko is Nana Mizuri talaga. Tapos, i-advertise ko lang, meron akong cover ng Darling. As in, Nishiki no Mari, Darling.
Oh, si Mari. Mukhang mahaba-haba ang usapan natin dito.
Oo, madami pwedeng pag-usapan.
Anything goes. Pero mabalik muna tayo. I have questions here. Anong pinaka-favorite genre mo talaga na ano, aside from Yuri?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Yuri, do you have any other favorite genres?
Siguro, yung medyo fantasy na game. So, para sobrang na-enjoy ko yung Mahoka. Sobrang nag-enjoy ako sa Mahoka.
Techno-fantasy.
Game fantasy. So, sobrang nag-enjoy din ako sa No Game, No Life. Tsaka sa episode 1 to 14 ng Sword Art Online.
1 to 14. Hindi mo na sinabaybayan yung second season.
Napanood ko naman yung start nung... Napanood ko naman yung latter half nung season 1. Tapos, pinanood ko naman yung season 2. Pero parang somewhere in the middle, nag-quit na lang ako. Kasi parang, Kirito Kunyu Dumbass.
Have you watched... Have you watched the Mother's Rosario arc?
Again, sorry.
The Mother's Rosario arc.
Hindi pa ata.
Yung last set of episodes for season 2.
Season 2, hindi pa.
Listeners, if you haven't watched it. Because it's good.
Okay. Sige.
It's the only good thing aside from the, meron pa doon eh, after Gun Gale, Excalibur. Yeah. You can also watch that as generic MMORPG stuff. Pero Mother's Asario, I've read the light, I've skimmed through the light novels, and I've watched the rest of the episodes. Guys, it's good.
Sige. I'll take your word.
I'm gonna and also outside. Gonna the Mol J Sword Art sucks.
Shut up. Shut up. Man. You know nothing about my Outchan.
I think Sword Art Online arc is great. Mm. But the whole franchise is not.
The whole franchise is not. Well, I can agree to that to a certain extent. Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, there's this thing called Wattpad. Have you tried writing for it?
No. Wattpad?
Wattpad.
No. No Wattpad. Meron isang beses na I was just in National Bookstore. Pag naghihintay, pag pinihintay ka, parang, sige, National lang ako. Kinuha ko yung book ng, siguro hindi ko na lang sasabihin. Kasi baka may mga ma-offend, mga fan sila ng book na, particular book. Tapos, pinuklat ko siya. It's a Wattpad story turned into a movie starring Daniel Padilla. I think enough hints na yon to what this is this. Tapos, pinuklat ko yung book. And it's full of emojis and exclamation points. And I don't understand it. Like, why is there an emoji flipping tables? Smiley face? Sad face? Like, how is this literary? How is this a book? Pero yeah, it's just my own opinion since it's from Wattpad and it looks like it didn't undergo editing. And how is this a book?
No question. Wattpad. Mm-hmm. Have you read a preview of The King of Jerks?
No.
Okay,
and
that's
the King of Jerks.
The King of Jerks is ano? Yung unang iteration is ang cover niya Code Geass ripoffs. Yeah, the Code Geass ripoff.
Sa
reason I call it the Code Geass ripoff kasi yung main characters noon naka-cosplay si Lelouch and Cece and they be like, hey! And then napalitan na siya. And I've read the preview of the book. In English nga pala to. Kasi sa Wattpad Tagalog siya eh. Tin-translate siya ng Pufffiction eh. Summit Media.
And
I'd be like, okay. Mas gusto ko siya sa Tagalog talaga. Kasi it's meant to be read.
In Tagalog?
In Filipino talaga eh.
Okay. Siguro I'll check it out and then if I have very bad reviews about it, I'll stay silent.
you can check it out on Boku, everyone. So, Yuri talaga pinaka-favorite mo sa fanfiction, ano? Kung magsusulat ka ng fanfiction.
Yeah. I don't remember kung kailan ako last nagsulat ng non-Yuri.
Ayun. Now, yun nga, aside from the Nozoeli fanfiction that I've seen at Open Fiesta, there's also this Nico Maki fanfiction and... Was the other one Kotori with Kotori in it?
And Umi. Kotoumi.
Kotoumi, okay. Good. Yun. So how do you get inspiration for writing such fanfictions?
Maybe the main source are the characters. Kasi sobrang interesting nila. Yung mga interaction nila is great. So parang since mahilig ako mag-joke or mag-prank ng people. So parang pag may naisip ako na Nozomi will totally do this, then naging fanfic na siya.
I see. Kasi this is my notion eh. This is what I'm stereotypically speaking, this is what I think about fanfiction. You stare at the characters, you stare at their character, you make them love each other, write fanfiction. Was that wrong?
No, that's not entirely wrong. Right, it's correct. It's partially correct.
Partially correct, okay.
Because I don't stare at the character. I more like find more about them. Like, sa anime, bakit nila sinabi to? Bakit ang tsundere ni Maki? Bakit tsundere din si Nico? How do they work out? Parang ganun. Things like that.
sa pagsusulat mo ng fanfiction, do you mix any other elements sa setting? For example, sci-fi, rom-com, school life. Understood na yan eh.
Mm-hmm. Alternate universes. Yung AU, hindi na talaga ng AU. Meron ako yung isa na AU. Na para siyang police AU. So, they're all police officers. And doctors. And scientists. So, meron, so ginawa ko siya once lang. maybe, siguro mga once on the airy. So, not often. Kasi, ako yung type na gusto ko canon siya as possible.
So, ang ending parati ng stories mo is canon? Canon?
Yeah. Parang, I play the what I have and then I make stories out of it.
I see. So, we'll get more questions later. Pero first and foremost, introduce mo kami sa Sayuri. What is Sayuri?
Sayuri is a Sayu website. I would follow female Sayu being gay. So, it's basically Sayu plus Yuri. Yung kanji is Sayu plus Yuri talaga. And then you did it as Sayuri. So, that's what it is basically. Sayu and Yuri. So, we translate stuff about Sayu being Yuri-Yuri with each other or Yuri or Sayu in general.
So, this is different from other Sayu anime radio blogs such as Ambisei or... Ayun. And browsing through the site, napapansin natin is if not Yui Ogura and Kaori Ishihara, si Nozaeli talaga. So, so far, ito lang ang meron ang content niya mostly composed of these two pairs.
Yeah. Siguro meron brief time lang sa Kotrick. Pero medyo na-drown out siya kasi it's such a small franchise. 13 episodes lang siya tapos 1 year lang yung duration ng promotion ng anime. So, na-drown siya. Under, deep under. Mm. Pero meron din kami content about Sakura Trick. Sakura Trick. And then, yeah, the rest through Love Live. And Yui Kaori.
This reminds me of another Studio Deen animation. Ito na mga animation na to for Studio Deen. They did it as part of Anime Mirai and Bungaku Shoujo is the title.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Bungaku Shoujo.
Book Girl. Oh yeah, napanood ko yung book.
Yes, you watch it, you watch it.
Yes.
It reminds you of Sakura Trick. 100%. Oh my God.
Siguro dahil sa animation and
Animations.
Eating books.
Especially the other character na mukhang si Yu. Tama, si Yu.
Yeah. Bungaku Shoujo.
Pero, yun nga, masegue, bago pa tayo masegue sa ibang parte, let's focus on Sayuri first. Kasi, I already have Sayus on my mind. If you browse the site, listeners, you have the Sayu profiles here, translations, drama CD translations, downloads, and sa Sayu profiles, ilan pa lang yung ano nila, pero it's mostly composed of mostly members of Muse, Asmikana, and Yukai Saka. Si Yukai Saka kasi hindi ko to napansin nun sa Sakura Trick talaga. Napansin ko to sa Orewa Twintel. Ore Twintel ni Narimas eh.
Kasi sobrang lead siya doon. Sundira yung character niya. So, sobrang papansin ko siya doon.
Sobrang lumalabas siya na parang laking kabuti kasi nananampas ng tao, pumapatay ng tao to eh. Mind you, listeners, if you watch Ore Twintel ni Narimas, makikita nyo, ano ang pangalan ng character niya? I always forget the names of the characters. Basta yun, pumapatay ng halimaw, baka ano, kung halimaw napatay niya, baka tao pa kaya.
Definitely. Magaling yung character niya, best girl character yung character niya.
Ayun. So far, check pa yung site eh. So far, you also have another Twitter account which is focused on Nozomi and Ellie.
And Nozomi and Ellie
is a radio show called Radio Gaiden. Tama? Mm-hmm. And the name of this Twitter account is The Garden is Gay.
Yes. Because it is gay. It's very gay.
Ayun. So, ano pa ba? Yun nga, no, mabalik tayo. I did a post inviting everyone to send questions to the hashtag AskJay or send it to the tweet. Pero parang nagulan yata sila. So, I'll just have to change the hashtag anyway. So far, wala tayong questions ngayon. Pero, okay. Let's start, ano, paano ba ito? Let's start with the news. Kasi I just got the news from the radar. So, yung website ni Yuki Kaji, she not down kasi may sinabi yata to si Kaji towards fans. And, ayun, and, teka, Adfly, why? Adfly. So, from Kitakubo, just wait 2 seconds, 1 second. Ayan. So, yun nga, sa Kitakubo, actually, I'm now following Kitakubo kasi most, they have the most SEO content na ano eh, pang-niche SEO content talaga sila. As if they were a tabloid. And to quote from Kirin, kaka-release lang nito yesterday, Kaji Yuki, the voice of Eren Yeager in Shingeki no Kyojin, appeared at the Shingeki no Kyojin 7-Eleven collaboration event at Shinjuku Station Square on May 17 with Yui Ishikawa and Olympic medalist judoka Shinohara Shinichi. He retorted, "You would have to be an idiot to pay that much," referring dun sa life-size figures, statues of Eren Levi na na-feature dun sa mismong event. So again, the quote is, "You would have to be an idiot to pay that much." How much? 1,728,000 yen or $15,000 more or less. So what do you think of this? I'm thinking this was meant as a joke eh.
Ganun siya. He does that those kinds of jokes. Pero, you know, naman may mga fans na butthurt. So, you will know that he would take the heat for saying that. Pero, I don't think it should have been a big deal. That's very small. That amount is very small. Compared to Mimorin chocolate from the fifth live that sold for 47 million yen. So,
yan, kasi ito naman ang point ko eh. Ang trigger word, ang triggering word talaga dito is the word idiot. Nakakapaka mag-buy nito. Para nag-buy ng 5K sa Uzin. 5K.
5K.
5K na his tatapolin. Ang sasabihan ka tanga. Pero yun nga, yun yung triggering word doon eh. From, and to quote my mentor sa call center before, it's not how, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. How he said it was meant to be a joke, pero he said it, even if it's a joke, it was meant that, kumbaga, ang naging action ng tao is that, Kaji, are you stupid to say that? This reminds me of Nisekoi's shoe with the caption, "Stupid did it," in Impact Bold with outline, a la 4chan. Yan. That reminds me of that.
Pero, I don't know. I think it's they're still making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, so parang ang big deal nila, sinaran, nasa kanin ng agency yung website ni Kaji.
Okay. Parang, ewan ko, I still think it's a big deal out of nothing. Parang, if I read that news, narinig ko na nagsara yung website nila, natatawanan ko lang, like right now. Kasi there are more ridiculous things out there.
This reminds me of the case of Eric Kitamura nung pinagbintangan siya dun sa Coco Connect event. Na Twitter sending her dicks at her account. Well,
that's majorly the international fan base being boomed.
Iba talaga sa fan base ano pag nagano naging wild. Kasal, kumbaga magpapakasal ka lang, kumbaga, di ba this happens with Daya Hirano, this happens with any other say that is yet that is to be married, and then people were like,
but this is basically yung English speaking community as said that as it is. In Japanese kasi they're usually just chill, lalo na kapag yung seiyu yung nagpakasal, like si Maya Sakamoto,
or si Asmikana, si Tommy na Batame, ito, Shizuka. Yan, magkakasal sila. Congratulations, asawa na, yay! Pero yung English fandom is, why you marry? So, hindi ko naman gene-generalize everyone.
Well, you have a point, Tani. Kasi, yeah. yun nga. Kasi, well, there was this one siya na kakasal. And then, the people are congratulating them.
Mm-hmm.
Iba yun sa kaso, hindi ko alam eh. I can't easily figure that out. Eh. It depends. It's parang it's on a case-to-case basis. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Depende talaga kung sino. Kung sino yung magpapasal. Depende rin kung anong popularity niya at kung kanina siya kakasal.
Kung ikakasal si Ayang Yano, say, ano magiging reaction mo?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm happy for you. Congratulations. Kinasal ka na. Yay. Yeah, ganun. Pero, yung English talaga. English speaking, lalo na hindi ko naman pina-flame yung 4chan, pero mostly talaga sila yung...
Is it A or B? Wait, I shouldn't have mentioned B. Asa na ulit tayo? Yun nga, kay Kaji.
Yeah.
Yun nga, I believe na-mention ka na ito kanina, no? Pero, ang issue dito, these issues happen because people wants to let the artists themselves na iste yung kanilang chastity. Perhaps for lack of word, gusto nila pure parati sila. And then male sales be like, sa akin, nakikita ko yung mga male sales pag kinakasal, walang problema. Female sales talaga eh. Female sales with an overseas audience.
Ano siya eh, para siyang case of feminism eh.
Feminism or faux-feminism?
Parang ganun yung natotouch, parang misogynistic ideals na these girls must be pure.
and they should
be for everyone, like a 3D idol, not a 2.5D. So, isa yun sa mga factors why I don't AKB anymore. Dahil doon sa mga ganun, mga purist fans. Yun yung purist fans. Na, it's like Kanagi all over again, pero female sayus yung na-touch niya na topic. Kasi, alam mo yung nangyari around sa, dun sa Kanagi?
Kanagi, which one?
Yung Shrine Maiden. And Nagi, yung Miko.
Yung Miko, the Kanagi series.
Yeah, yung debut role ni Tomatsu Haruka. Meron siyang scandal before. The Japanese fans, Miko, not even including English speakers. Yung Japanese fans is, nag-clip sila because their goddess is not a virgin anymore. Kasi nagkaroon siya ng ex-boyfriend. So para binash nila yung mangaka, no? She's a goddess. Parang siya yung goddess if may ex-boyfriend pala siya. Ganon, tipong sobrang yung mangaka na nasa siya dahil sobrang stress niya na hanggang ngayon nakahayatos pa rin yung manga besa pet. So parang if a popular female say gets married, parang ganon yung reaction. Pero in this context, English fans are instead of Japanese fans. Parang ganun siya. Yung reaction. Parang, why? I thought you were pure. Something like that.
What?
I think yung isa sa... Sige, go on.
anong magagawa natin to avoid these misconceptions that all of the artists are pure, they will be married one day? What are we? This is the problem, eh. We treat them as pure, which is not. What would be the solution for this?
You shouldn't care. yun yung nag-iisang solution talaga. It's their personal life. It's invading privacy. So you should just not care. Yun lang talaga. Ano siya? It's the only solution. Just don't care. You just don't think about it and you don't care. Let's all have fun. Yeah, she's a great person. She's funny. She does her work remarkably. Then the rest, that's all. Pero sa kanya lang talaga yung way. Just don't care. Kung ano yung privacy, who are they dating? Are they dating someone? Ganon. Yun lang talaga. Parang, in the wholesale industry, yung nagkaroon lang talaga ng scandal, si Hirano Aya lang talaga.
Si Hirano lang talaga eh. No? Hindi, si Akito yung sa akin yung si Tom Hack.
Pero yung biggest na deal ng is si Hirano kasi she voices the goddess eh. Si Haruhi eh. Si Haruhi yun eh. She's everyone's god. Tapos si Lerna na yung voice actress niya plays all of my band members are mine. Kaya parang yun yung naging downfall niya, which goes to I thought you were pure. To the I thought you were pure mentality. Kaya so you just don't care. And you don't assume. Yun yung isang way. Because there are no other ways.
Speaking of which, ano, hindi ko talaga natatanda si Aya Hirano as Haruhi. Kumbaga parang, hindi ko na-touch talaga si Aya Hirano as Haruhi 100% eh. Pinaka natatandaan ko siya sa mga characters niya such as Paimon from Gatchaman Crowds and, yeah, si Paimon lang talaga. Paimon talaga. Ang cute ni Paimon dun eh. Oh my god. Ang cute ni Paimon talaga.
May names din naman characters like si Lucy Artifilia sa Fairy Tail. Or isa sa mga most amazing characters niya, si Konata sa Lucky Star. The very otaku anime na Lucky Star. Kasi otaku siya doon. Tapos iba yung boses na gamit.
Tingnan mo. Tingnan mo. Hindi ko talaga maatas si Aya Hirano as Konator, Haruhi, or Lucy Heartfili. Natatandaan ko siya as Paimon eh.
Gotcha.
Paimon talaga at si Migi. Si Migi.
Mm-mm.
Nasabi ngayon, Al, nandiyan ka ba?
Yes. Bakit?
Ayan. Al, I would like you to share your sentiments on Aya Hirano. May sinabi kang maganda eh.
Ah, the scandal say you, di ba? The best character and the best character Aya Hirano had is a right hand. Referring to a parasite. Ayan.
Okay, on the next news, we have Caleb America. Ayan, so, start na tayo sa Caleb America. And they've had an issue a while ago about the translations on the Love Live School Idol Festival. I was about to say project. The SIF app, in which they are self-censoring, allegedly self-censoring themselves. To a point na tatanggalin nila yung sexual innuendo in the game. So,
same sex hints. Parang, same-sex
elements
ng game.
Yun. And earlier, they just released a statement saying that they're doing this for the gamers. Ang naisip ko dito is that they were thinking that since it's Caleb America, they're established in America, they think Americans are more of conservatives than Republicans or Democrats. Or perhaps conservative at all. Na they won't accept same-sex innuendo easily. Pero what do you think of this?
Yung sa statement nila.
I
think it's a excuse me for my language, but I think it's a dick move. I really think it's a dick move. I try to save myself, but like myself. Feeling ko I'm behind nung message na yon is nag-internal blaming na sila. Na why you translate this, why you translate like that, kaya yun yung lumabas na message because it doesn't really make sense. Na lalo na yung particular line na only try to translate ayun on the same tone as the anime, parang most of us would be like, are we watching the same anime? Are you sure about that? Parang ang lalaki lang ata doon yung tatay ni Honoka na never mo pa nakita yung mukha eh.
I like cute things. I like cute things. Things.
Saka yung Saka yung little brother ni Nico, the adorable Bakdalsa guy. Sila dalawa lang yung males dun, and you think? Did you at all? So parang, it doesn't make sense. Yung statement na yun. For me, I think it's a dick move. Nobody's gonna take your shit. Sobrang improper nung message.
Ayun. So, yeah, for... wait. Tsaka lang ah. Al.
Yep.
Kamusta connection dyan? Kamusta connection namin dyan?
Okay naman. Wala naman problema.
Hindi kami nag-chop sa parehong lines?
Hindi.
Okay, good. Yun. So far, stable naman ang connection. Okay. Ang talagang factoring matter talaga dito is yung connection ni Al eh.
Ah.
Yan eh.
Yes.
Pag malabo yung connection ni Al, hindi tayo yun, ano, hindi ka na mai-record diretso yan eh. Yung ano, yung audio natin eh. Pero paano ba? Ayun, okay. Question from Nico, nope. On a scale of 0 to Tojo Nozomi, how much do you check cute girls out?
Sabi ko na eh. Tinit niya to sa akin kanina eh. Nico Nope is Sachi. Siya yung Nico namin sa Station Kakame. Siya yung Nico namin sa Station Kakame, si Nico Nope. Yeah, this is Sachi. On a scale of 0 to Tojo Nozomi, how much do you check cute girls out? Check cute girls out level Tojo Nozomi. Level Tojo Nozomi, like I see them anywhere. Everywhere.
Sobrang random nung tanong. I see. So, yun yung question so far. Paano pa ba? Yeah, let's go back to the news. K-Lab America. Tapos na tayo dun, no? kasi sinusolve na nila. Pero what? Ang talagang ano, hindi talaga nagpukaw sa akin yung mismong message nila na naayusin nila ito. Ang nagpukaw talaga sa aking attention is that that said, a good translation is more of an art than a science. Meanwhile, we'll get back to Satsunyan. Naputol na naman ang connection.
Yeah, ito na. Okay na.
Okay, good. I will repeat what I've said earlier. Isa talagang statement na nagpukaw sa akin, ano, it's not the statement as a whole. It's not what they're saying is that they will fix that out. Ang sinabi nila is to quote, that said, a good translation is more of an art than a science. Please, K-Lab, these words are pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Pretentious.
Yes. Yeah. Dick move, guys. It's
dick move or a cock-block move?
It's a dick move.
It's more of a cock-block move kasi you're censoring, you know.
No, it's a dick move because you put it there and it's not there. You put it there, it's not supposed to be there. So it's a dick move.
Yun lang.
So, ewan ko, I don't know what they're thinking, why they did that, or are they thinking at all. Basta, they should fix this shit. They should fix this, and ang dami nilang ayusin. Like, sobrang dami nilang kailangan ayusin. They should feel bad kasi may nagta-translate ng Japanese things. Siguro kung wala nagta-translate ng English, from Japanese to English, wala makakapansin. But, too bad. Too bad for you, K-Lab America.
And for our last set of news probably today, ano, medyo malungkot naman ito. Have you heard of Karen Maruyama? Karen Maruyama.
Familiar pero parang hindi ko kilala.
Okay, so on various websites, ano, itong babasahin ko is this is from kpopidols.com. So, may mga pagluluksan tayo ngayon. Ano. Karen Maruyama, 21, succumbed to lung cancer, live her life to the fullest. And ang living niya is tomorrow. So, on the bio here, it says that, to quote, Maruyama Karen was born on 1993 in Fukushima, and she made her debut in 2012. Semifinalist siya sa Kodansha's Miss ID 2013 audition, and kaka-release lang ng album niya, which is ang tagal, matagal yung process ng pag-release since she has she's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Pero as for me, I'm going to listen to her songs. Let's see kung ano ba nang kung nai-bring ni Karin sa community or sa fandom,
mm-hmm,
while she was alive. So with that, I guess that's the news for now. And some extra content that we have today on the podcast is my connections. Kasi I mentioned earlier in the conversation na kinunek ko si Hibiki, kinunek ko si Nanoha, kinunek ko si Madoka. Those mm-hmm are my three pillars. But let's talk about Yuka Iguchi. Kasi she's all-purpose Yuri character.
Sino?
Si Yuka Iguchi.
Iguchi ka,
Yep. And yun nga, Sakura Trek. From Sakura Trek, we go on to her character as Yu, in which si Yuka nga nag-bosses, and then she has her partner named Haruka, which is also voiced by mm-hmm Haruka Tomatsu, which is also the voice of si Asuna, yes. I was supposed to mention a different character. Sekai Digipan si Yuka Narita, eh. The wrestling anime.
Yeah,
the wrestling anime.
Yeah. I don't think anyone wanted to see that.
I survived that.
I commend you.
Thank you very much. I survived that because
3 minutes.
I've been to WWE Divas. If I were to pick between WWE Divas and this anime, I'd watch this anime regardless. Pero I had to watch it in private. Then yeah, let's get back to Sekai Ichiban Seiko Naritai. There's this character nga, voiced by Haruka Tomatsu, and then there's this also character now voiced by Ayane Taketatsu, which is a half of the pair of Pichime Lady with Aoyuki, mm-hmm, and Aoyuki is also on Sword Art Online with Haruka mm-hmm Tomatsu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notwithstanding that,
actually tatlo sila dun eh, magkakasama silang tatlo dun eh.
Yes. But yeah, notwithstanding that, Symphogear. So, si Hibiki, si Miku, You Are My Sunshine, and All Those Rainbows. Teka nga pala, I've read your Twitter bio. Why are rainbows straighter than you?
What are rainbows? Are rainbows straight? So,
sabi mo rainbows are straighter than me.
Yes, but are rainbows straight?
I don't know, they're curved.
Yes, so yeah, yun yung sagot. So rainbows are straighter than me, and rainbows are not straight. So yeah, ayun siya.
It took me how many seconds it took me to get that fun? Lako talaga ako ngayon. Yun. So ano pa ba? Ikaw naman. Ikaw. Let's. This is a game actually. Kaya naman, mm-hmm, make your own connection. Connect mo each to each other.
By the CEO they work with?
Yes.
So, pwede mag-start. If bigyan mo ng CEO, then I'll try to connect them.
Emi, Nita.
Nita, Emi. So, since cross out na natin yung Love Live, pero parang dun ko lang ata siya napanood ever sa Love Live. So, sabihin natin na since ni Taemi sa Love Live, nandun si Uchi, mm-hmm, sa'yo ni Kotori, si Uchi Daaya, mm-hmm, pwede ko siyang i-connect sa heavily underrated anime na Vivid Operation.
Vivid Red Operation! Oh my God! I watched
Vivid Red Operation!
I love the soundtrack. It's news. Okay, please do please continue.
Yes. So since si Kotori, the bird, parang yung pwede ko i-connect is yung not kasi gusto ko i-contrast yung personalities nila tsaka yung voice na ginamit ni Uchi. Parang si Kotori is yung sobrang high-pitched na you don't know if you want to hear her more or hear her not. Si yung character niya sa Vivid Operation, si Himawari, is sobrang kudere na deep voice na hindi ka mapaniwala na, si Kotori pa talaga to.
And Diba? Mas layo siya dito kasi dun sa pagiging hyper ni Kotori. Okay, proceed.
Isa siyang tsundere, parang type B tsundere, kasi may two types kasi ng tsundere, yung type A siya, yung type B. Siya yung type B tsundere, which is yung tsundere lang siya to one person, which is yung parang kay Yuri partner niya doon, which is si Otsubo Yuka. Si Otsubo Yuka, i-connect ko siya, tsaka si Uchi sa Yuri Yuri, kung saan nandun din si Uchi. Katrabaho niya rin si Memorin doon. Memorin, Suzuko Memory. Si Umi-chan, katrabaho ni Uchi doon. Siya si, binasa siya si Himawari, then yung character ni Uchi doon is yung younger sister niya. Younger sister ni Himawari ng Yuri Yuri. Ang dami Himawari. Himawari na Yuri Yuri. So, parang as a fan fact, during ng time ng Yuri Yuri before Love Live, may mga tweets si Uchida Aya kay Memory na laman is Onesan, kasi Onesan nga niya si ano, si Memory. Tapos si Otsubo Yuka, andun siya, si Toshino Kyoko, binasesan niya dun si Toshino Kyoko. Tapos since yung character niya dun is yung hindi mas siya Fujoshi, pero magaling siya mag-drawing, tapos sobrang hyper niya, sobrang dense niya na character. So, siguro pwede ko siya i-connect dun sa usually na pinepair sa kanya dun, si Ayano, voiced by Fujita Saki, yung the real voice behind Hatsune Miku.
Yes.
Si Fujita Saki. Tapos, kung maghahanap ako na iba anime ni Fujita Saki, pwede tayong bumalik sa Sakura Trick, kasi nandun siya yung Seto Kaicho, yung siya yung student council president, tsaka yung older sister ni Iguchi Yuka. Yung character ni Iguchi Yuka, si Yu, siya yung older sister doon na si Fujita Saki. Then, ano papabalikin kay Nita Emi? sobrang broad. Kaya ako siya pwede i-connect.
Ito pa.
Mm.
So, since yung, idagdag ko na lang, since Love Live and Hatsune Miku all have their own favored audiences on Nico Nico. Pwede natin siya pair doon, and then we can go back to Love Live, which is nandun nga si Eminita, Honkers. Honk, honk.
Oo.
Yun.
Feeling ko kailangan ko pumanood ng more anime na may Nita Emi.
Yes.
Na may Eminita.
Heartbreak Vanguard, perhaps. Nandun yata siya eh.
Nandun sila ba? Tatlo. Apat ata sila.
Basta Bushiroad. Bushiroad, We Are Milky Homes yata eh. Nandun si Aimi Terakawa or Aimi perhaps.
Later to be added pa lang siya.
In these connections, you just have to check every anime that we have recommended out, and that's it for the show. Thanks also for sharing your time with us, and I still have a lot of thoughts, pero I'll save it for Twitter. We will be interacting with you on Twitter at your Twitter handle is
Satsu_nyan.
And promote mo naman yung station Kakami at saka yung Sayuri.
Hi guys, recently na-reach ng station Kakami yung milestone of 500 likes, so please continue liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/stationkakami, and then you can follow us at Twitter with the same name, Station Kakome. Meron ding Instagram, so follow everywhere. And then sa Sayuri, meron kaming work out yung project for Radio Garden. We're gonna subtitle every episode starting from episode 3 and onwards. I-push through namin to around June to July. Tapos, so please follow Sayuri kasi we will make the releases through Sayuri. And then na-mention ni Jay kanina yung profiles. They're not your ordinary profiles kasi combined information siya from everywhere. from Wikipedia, the Seiyu's blogs, Twitters, everything. So kung gusto niyo ng one-stop profiles, you can go to Seiyuri and visit the profiles page. And then, yeah. So sa Seiyuri, meron kaming Twitter, meron din kaming Tumblr, the same name, Seiyuri. So follow us, updates with your favorite female Seiyus and Yurian love lives. Become your sunshine.
Sunshine. That's all. Yes. Nakalimutan natin pag-usapan yung Love Live Sunshine. But we'll talk about it mo once you get back here. So yes, may encore ka.
Okay. So, you can follow me on Twitter at sasu_nyan. I talk about everything. Sabi ka ni Jay, interesting daw yung content ko. I'm not sure about that, but thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, you can follow me. I tweet about literally everything and I make jokes. Kaya impromptu fan fiction on Twitter. And Yui Kaori, you guys should definitely check out Yui Kaori.
Okay, so with that, that ends our 60-second podcast here at Deremoe. From Mineski Portal in Cainta, I'm @assortex on Twitter. Follow me and hindi ko alam kung pa-follow kita, depende sa content mo eh. This is why I get people with interesting content. And recently, we've just finished editing O Confiestas Day 1. Day 1. Isang araw lang yun eh. Mic sessions for Part 1 and Part 2, as well as the first part of SweCon 2015. So, mayroon pa tayong extra content dyan, ano? I believe. Al! May mga bagay. Yes. Ano pang hindi ka natatapos yung part 3, ano? Yung part 3 ng session sa Okun? Hindi, tapos yung Kimono. Ah, pala. Thank you for mentioning that. Kimono PH will be uploaded soon. Part 3 pa lang yung interviews kasama yung, ano, yung magazine signing ni Louie. Yun. And, yun nga, we'll be on almost every event. As much as possible, we'll have to stick to our bodies kasi baka mamaya maputol na lang to nang hindi sinasadya. Lumipad na lang yung kalahati at naglalakad na lang na ewan yung kalahati. Manananggal. The movie.
The movie.
Yun tayo eh. Mm. With that, we are deremoe.com, and then again, we don't just share the news, we talk about it. Have a great day, everyone.